Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, "See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. All of Revelation chapter 22, the final chapter in all of the Word of God. Father, thank you, Lord, for the blessed book of Revelation. Thank you for its wisdom, its counsel, its insight, and its understanding. And thank you for this beautiful chapter that concludes both the book of Revelation and all of the Word of God. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would cause us to have a growing hunger for your Word and empower each of us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word, believers who diligently read and study your word daily, who walk with you in the word, and who live in obedience fully to your word. Thank you for the privilege of being and doing just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of justice. Thank you so much for the gift of mercy. Thank you so much for the gift of grace. Thank you so much for the gift of Jesus' love on the cross and the life in his resurrection. Father, thank you so much for calling us to more things. We make ourselves available now to hear more of your will, to grow more in your ways, to grow more as you've called us to be. Father, we just want to grow more in your love. In your holy, holy, holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, this broadcast, we typically talk significantly about prayer and discipleship. And I want to really emphasize and encourage every single listener to really pray that God will help you to become much more serious and passionate about being a disciple and making disciples every day. We're to live in such a way that the Holy Spirit will use us to be a tool to both live the life of a disciple and be involved in the work of discipleship. You know, I recall one really neat definition of discipleship. I heard that it was where a believer lives in such a way that the Holy Spirit works through them to move every person they come in contact with a little bit closer to God than before they came in contact with them. Now, you might say, well, how in the world can I do that? Well, as we live a life submitted to the Holy Spirit, He knows how to do that. So as we live a life where we're full of the Holy Spirit will use our words, our actions, our attitude, the things we say and the things we do to point people to Christ, to point people to the Word of God, to encourage believers in their reading and studying the Word of God, to encourage them in their prayer life, to encourage them in their life of obeying what the Word of God and the Spirit of God calls them to do. So may we take discipleship very, very serious. Now, I want to say a word of encouragement, especially to grandparents today. You know, very often, grandparents are at least either in what's called retirement or moving towards retirement. But, you know, interesting to think, the word retirement is not found in Scripture. There's no such thing in the kingdom of God as retiring from working and serving God. It's important that we understand that our work goes on for all the rest of the moments of our life as long as we're in this world. And so we're to be involved in the work of discipleship. But keep in mind, especially grandparents, I want to challenge you to really become passionate about discipling your grandchildren. You know, children and youth in our world today need a lot of help. The fact is, the world is a much more difficult place than it used to be just a few years ago. And the fact is, social media is a tool that is used to accomplish much discipling in darkness. The fact is, many a young person is being discipled in darkness largely through their consumption of what they listen to or watch on their cell phone, on the internet. It's important that we understand that the Holy Spirit knows how to counter everything the kingdom of darkness comes up with. But our job is to listen to the Holy Spirit, cooperate with Him, and flow with the Holy Spirit as a life and a lifestyle. So when it comes to the work of discipleship, we're wise to pray that God would help us to be more effective at doing the work of discipleship, being disciples and making disciples. And again, our challenge in a special way to grandparents is that you take the work of discipling your grandchildren very, very serious. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace. Help us to become passionate about being vessels that you can use to disciple others, pointing them to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share an article, and let me just be very clear. This is July. It's a good little piece from Christmas, but this one is actually, it's a Christmas-related article, but it's about discipleship and about a project grandparents can be involved with. But keep in mind, it's really something that doesn't have to wait till Christmas time. I want to share it with you. It's entitled, A Grandparents' Christmas Discipleship Project. And I really want you to pay attention to this project as a goal that you can take and use any time of the year with your grandchildren. Luke 2:11, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God command me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. How encouraging, uplifting, and inspiring it is for believers to take the time to read, meditate, and think about the beautiful and glorious and grace-filled narratives we know as the Christmas stories. They're found in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. What a great tragedy it is that so many children have never read the Christmas narratives or Christmas story. Here is a project specifically for grandparents during the Christmas season. Let each of your grandchildren know that you'd like for them to do the following for you. Call you every day for 8 days during Advent or the month of December, and during each call, read a part of the Christmas narratives out loud. Here's one possible reading plan you could use for children who are 8 years old or older. Read on day one, Matthew chapter 1. Day two, Matthew chapter 2. Day three, Luke 1, 1 to 20. Day three, Luke 1, 21 to 37. Day four, Luke 1, 38 to 56. Day five, Luke 1, 57 to 80. Day six, Luke 2, 1 to 20. Day seven, Luke 2, 21 to 38. Day 8, Luke 2, 39 to 52. For children younger than 8, you might simply have them read shorter passages that you select from these same chapters in Matthew and Luke. Or you may even choose to have them read the same passage each time. Let them know that you'll give them $1, $5, or whatever figure you prayerfully come up with each time they call you up and read for you. For many a grandchild that isn't particularly motivated to read, the money prize has a strange way of suddenly causing them to all of a sudden become highly motivated. Why is a project like this such a fruitful one? Allow me to share with you several reasons. One, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. Two, when our children and grandchildren read the Word of God, they're spending time listening to and fellowshipping with Jesus. And for many a child, a grandparent doing this kind of project may be the only person in his or her life that is having them to read the Word of God out loud to them. Number three, there's nothing in all of the world that will bless and nourish the lives of children and youth more than the powerful Word of God. And number four, grandparents can have one more excuse to call and spend time in conversation with their grandchildren. After they begin this reading project, I'd suggest you begin to mail the prize money the same day that they start reading for you. One way to do this is to see to it that you mail 8 checks made out to your grandchildren 8 times. Why do it this way instead of sending one check at the end of the project? Well, your grandchild will receive 8 different gifts instead of one. And receiving each gift or / reward can increase the excitement for the grandchild. Picture your grandchild saying, "Mom, did the mail come yet? Grandmother's sending me some money today for reading about Christmas." Imagine the grandchild opening the envelope and saying, "Here's my money from Granddad." He must think reading about Jesus and Christmas is important. And imagine your grandchild doing this for 8 days coming up to Christmas, getting more excited about getting their mail than the day before. Obviously, the great blessing to your grandchildren is not the money. It's having the eternal Word of God planted in his or her heart and mind. Every grandparent can choose to do this project however they want to. You can certainly adjust the details however you wish. That's entirely up to you. This is simply a fun way to carry out a Christmas discipleship project that can have eternal fruit in the lives of your grandchildren. What do you say, grandparents? Are our grandchildren worth the fruitful and fun effort? Sure they are. We'll be right back.
Find a way out, yeah. Play into my weakness, can I beat this? this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line.
Music of Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. The article again that we read just before the break once again was entitled A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. And for those that are just joining us, keep in mind, yes, it's July. It's not Christmas quite yet, but keep in mind, this is a neat project. And of course, obviously, you can adapt the scriptures if you don't wish to use, obviously, the Christmas narratives. You can find other passages, but grandparents, it's a way to help your grandchildren have the Word of God planted in their hearts and their minds. Children need the Word of God in their hearts and in their lives. The sad reality is, again, sadly, I've never heard of so many, even elementary children, wanting to commit suicide or committing suicide. What's going on? Part of the problem is so much darkness and toxic information is being poured in the hearts and the minds of our children by way of electronic media. And Satan is trying to use media to disciple our children in darkness. God's word is pure light. There's nothing better for them. So parents and or grandparents that make it a priority to plant the powerful, eternal Word of God in the hearts and the minds of children are very wise in carrying out this work, are very wise to make this the priority God would have them to make it in, planting the Word of God in the hearts and the minds of their children and grandchildren. So again, if you'd like to get a copy of this article, to use as a model, even if you choose to use other passages, and of course, obviously, you can adjust the project any way you want or need to. If you don't choose to send checks, you can obviously use Cash App or something along that line. But the key is motivating and encouraging them to get into the Word of God on a daily basis. Grandparents, let's be diligent in doing the work of helping to disciple our grandchildren, doing our part. We pick up now reading through the Word of God as we begin in the book of Psalms. Psalm 21, beginning at verse 1. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice? You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him." But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths, like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, he who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are over toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence. So I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. All of Psalm 26. Lord, thank you for your word. Cause our hunger for your word and our commitment to read and meditate on your word daily to grow with every passing day. And help us as parents and grandparents to become more and more diligent about teaching and training our children to read the word daily as well. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Music of Rebecca St. James with Kingdom Come. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, There's no one among your relatives who's called by this name." So they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them, and all these sayings were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child will this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Father, we thank you again for your word. Thank you for the opportunity, the blessing that's ours to simply open your word every day and read and meditate on your word. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to make spending time with you one-on-one in your word the high priority in our life that you would have it to be. Help us to know, Lord, that in the busyness of life, making time to spend with you in your word will bless us, edify us, grow us spiritually, and empower us to become more and more the fruitful vessels in your hands you'd have us to be. Father, help us to grow in our understanding of what a critical place this really needs to have in each of our lives. And more, help us as parents and grandparents to make it the priority you'd have us to make it, to have our children and grandchildren to read the Word of God aloud to us so that they too can be blessed, strengthened, and ministered to by your powerful Word as they simply take time to read and meditate it on it and to plant it in their hearts and their minds. Help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that there's nothing better for all of us, our children and our grandchildren, than your powerful Word. Thank you for the truth that your word ministers to our mind, body, and spirit. Your word is medicine to our mind, body, and spirit. It's food for our mind, body, and spirit. It's strength, it's encouragement, and so, so much more. More and more, help us, Father, to get into your word in all the ways you'd have us to, and to put it to use in all the ways you'd have us to use it each and every day. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior and to save you, today is a great day to make that step. Would you, from your heart, if you want to give your life to Christ and be saved today, would you pray this prayer from your heart with us now? Lord Jesus, Lord, you've loved us so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you every day. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray and seek you in prayer every day. Help me to obey you and follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. My email, once again, is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be sure and make that connection and email us again, joseph@afr.net. We're glad to get it to you. If you want any copy of the article that we shared earlier as well, the article entitled A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that to you as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.